flying down. We are 29 blocks behind as of tonight.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're about
29 blocks.
I'm saying like, we should be on Marcus as of now. We should be on Marcus.fuck. So, maybe by the end of the night, we'll be 27.
Okay. Nish Chof on the base, 40. Nish Buchutz the base, fourth line, fifth line down. Nish Buchutz the base, and they took the oath outside of base. In other words, the Aedim took an oath outside of base that they did not know testimony. They lied. They knew testimony. He finished Korban, and then they set aside a Korban to atone for their false oath. They said, and they said, now we're going to go and deny that we know testimony in Beis Din. What do you do with the carbon? Do we say, since they took a false oath outside of court and then subsequently set aside their carbon, do we say that the false oath preceded the carbon and therefore the carbon is a valid carbon? Or because they only are liable for oaths taken within the court, so therefore, even though they already lied once before, but since that lie was outside of court, it's meaningless. And therefore, it's we should carbon on mechetav. It's as if their sin has preceded their carbon, and therefore is the as if their carbon preceded the sin, a premature carbon, and therefore it's mechusar zman. It's lacking the proper requirements, and therefore it's no good. And the Gemara does not resolve this question. Says the Gemara further, Kini Masnisa, this is the way to read our Mishnah. Our Mishnah spoke about Kopar Echad Vahoido Echad. It said, if one of the two witnesses denies he knows testimony, he lies about that. But one of them concedes he knows testimony, HaKofer Chayev, the guy who denies, is liable. Now, this is what the Gemara said. That's almost the exact quote. It is actually an exact quote from our Mishnah. So the question is, what is this more adding to our knowledge of the Mishnah, which we not have known? So the Ritbaz explains that what the Mishnah is saying is that it makes no difference the order. When they both deny that they know testimony, and they do it in succession, then only the first one to deny is liable to a carbon, because the second one is... The second one is no longer considered to be valid testimony, since there is no other witness to join with him. He's only one witness, and in order to be considered to be shvuas edus, which liable to generate zechi of karban, it must be that you had somebody else you could have joined with and bring a witness with him, and you denied it. And since you denied subsequent to the other fellow, there's no longer anybody for you to join with, so therefore you're not liable for your false oath. However, in this case, where the other guy concedes, it makes no difference if you're first or second, because as though the other guy is always around. He conceded he knows testimony. So regardless of whether you denied before his concession or denied after his concession, you're liable for the shvuas edus, for the false shvuas edus, because you're always having somebody with whom they can join the guy who conceded, and therefore, no matter when you made your denial, before or after his confession, you are liable to shvuas karban. Now, Rabbi Yossi ever said, Masnisa, concerning the issue, the other issue in our Mishnah, the one I just mentioned momentarily, where they deny in succession. So we said the second guy to deny is exempt, because by the time he's denying, he has nobody to join with, because the first guy already took himself out of the picture. So therefore he's not denying Eidus, to be technical about it, because he's only one witness. They need two witnesses denying together. So if it's simultaneous, they're both liable. If it's in succession, only the first guy is liable, because at the time he denies, the second guy is still around. By the time the second guy denies, he no longer has the first guy around. But that's only, says Rabbi Yossi, Masnisa, the Mishnah side, where he denied Vuhu, and it should be here instead of the way it says here. The Shartar so changes it. Vula Achar Kidei Dibor Sharisho. It's after the first guy already spoke, and after the first guy, to Tok De Dibor, the amount of time which the first guy has to renege on his statement has already elapsed. Avlim Kofar, but if he was Chokhoizer, and this is going back to the Gemara, it's after which he asked, which we took out. Avim kafar sheni betokidei dibur karishon. If the second guy reneged while was still tokidei dibur of the first guy's statement, meaning the first guy said, I deny knowing then testimony. And within the few, 3 seconds after that, the second guy said, me too. So since Shem Yachsbo Risho Mikablimoso, since at that point the first fellow could still renege on his denial, because within Tokhtei Dibur you could renege on any statement you made. So this first guy had still renege on his denial, so therefore Nasa Shani Risho, the second guy is really like his first, or at least simultaneous with the first guy, because at this point the Eidus of the first guy has not been completely precluded yet, because as of yet he could still renege on his denial, and therefore the second guy's the second fellow's denial is considered busy. It's a first denial, and therefore he too is liable to a korban shvua, even though in this case there was succession. What if there are 10 witnesses who one after the other? The first guy is liable to a shvua, to a shvua's edus, all the other 9 are exempt, which is a tremendous chiddush. More I'll explain in a moment. Those who say, which makes more sense from our perspective, the last guy is exempt because when a daimi takes the shvua, there's nobody else around to join with him. The first 9 guys are all liable. He says that the first guy is liable only, the bigger chiddush, that only the first guy is liable, the korban shvua, all the rest of them are exempt. Command them, but that's going like the opinion which holds that you're the name Moshe switching around here. The reason given in the second last line should be the reason given here. Command them, it's the reason it goes according to Command them, Edu Shabbatla Mitzasa Batla Kula. That since they all came as one group, once one of them has lied about it, right, and become a false witness because he lied under oath, so therefore all the rest of the group is rendered invalid, and therefore since they couldn't testify anyway, so therefore they don't bring a korban on their false oath on their shvuas edus because they're rendered unfit. The last one guy is the one who's exempt, but kul chavit, all the first 9 guys are liable to korban shvuah. He holds that command dharma, the command which holds tiskaim edus bishar. Then no, so they're not all organically joined together, and even they came together at once. And therefore, even though the first guy is, even though the first 9 guys, I mean the first 8 guys, sorry, have taken themselves out of the picture, nevertheless, the last 2 could stand on their own. So therefore, number 9 is still liable, and so the 10th guy is off too, because he already has nobody else with which to join up with. Rabbi Yossi said, Masdisa Amrakin, our Mishnah indicates, like this Edu Shabbat L'Mikzasa Svara, the first Svara, which is Hayu Shteki Te'edim. How's our Mishnah saying? Because our Mishnah says if there are 2 groups of witnesses, Tapachav Avam Rav, Lo Mar, if 2 groups of witnesses, and one takes it out of the picture, then the second one is still liable for Shvuas Edus. So Lo Mar El Ashtayim. So it sounds like, what if one of the first 2 witnesses took himself out? So now you should have either number 2 of the first group of witnesses still be liable. L'chayra, because he could join together with the second group of witnesses, right? It's true that he lost his partner, but let him partner up with the other 2. So why is he taken out of the picture? Or achas, because it was in each group, Eidu Shabbat L'Mikzasa Bat L'Kula. Once one of the guys is taken out of the picture by his false oath, so then the other guys fall as well, they can't testify. So therefore, according to our mission, all the rest of the members of that group are exempt from korban shvua. It's only the members of the other group are liable to a korban shvua. So we see that our mission holds to that svele take, that once one of the members of the group is knocked out because of his false shvua status, everybody else is exempt from the korban shvua, even they lied because they're already out of the picture. Okay, halacha doubt. Mashbi ani aleichem. The litigant says, I make you take an oath that im lo tavu v'toyduni, that if you do not come and testify for me, then you have to take an oath that you don't know testimony for me. Sheish biyad, what I want you to testify about. Sheish bili biyad ploni. So and so owes me a pikadon as our item for safekeeping. The sumas yad, something which he alone, gezo, a theft which he sold from me. Aveda, a lost item which he found in mine. A shvur she'en under yadon b'chedus, if they respond with a general, generic shvur, we don't know any testimony for you, en achev el achas, only liable for one korban shvur. If they, however, specified they were stupid, they said, shvur she'en under yoydim l'cho edu she'yesh chabi apon, we don't know the avin so-and-so's hands, pikadon, and the sumes yad, saladru safekeeping, and a loan, and gezel, and theft, and aveda, and lost items, Chayav and Alkalachas are then the liable for each and everything they lied about. Mashbiani Aleichem, I make you take an oath, Im Lotavu V'Tayduni. If you don't come and testify to me, Sheishli Bela Ploini, that so and so owes me. Chitim, wheat, soirim, barley, kusmin, rye, shvur, or oats, I think, actually. Shvur, Shein, Yodim, L'cho Eidus, and they just answer generically again, we don't know any testimony. Ein Chayav and Alkalachas only liable one korban. However, if they said shvur she'en anu yoidim l'cho edu she'esh chobi aploni, they took an oath and they also specified, in this case they said, we don't know anything about your holding against so-and-so, chitim, wheat, so'erim, barley, v'kusmin, and oats, chayom yokolachas v'achas, so liable for each and every commodity independently. Okay? So they should always take a generic shvur, not a specific shvur. Okay? U'minayin she'en amadab el-betiyas v'man. How do we know that shvur seidus only applies to a monetary claim, which is going to have ramifications, significant ramifications? Amrei Belezer says, Nemar kan oyim. It says here, oy. No, it doesn't say oy, actually, it says o. It says o several times. If you look in the Pnei Moshe, brings it down, it says, Fu eid, o ro o o yodo. So how many times say o in the Pasuk? It says o twice. So it says, oyim, and it's a fasting zereshava. I didn't look it up in the Bavli, but it says Yerushvul Sam Gilman Beis. I don't remember it such a Zereshava. My mind is a total blank when it comes to Masechta Shavuos, but it's a very interesting Zereshava from the word O. I guess because it has two words O. So in Amar Oyim Bepikadon, it says O by Pikadon as well. The name Moshe brings down the Pasuk. Ma Oyim Amuri Bepikadon, just like the Oyim which are stated by Pikadon, by the object given for safekeeping, any Madab El Matias Momon. It's only about you have a law monetary claim against God. It's not stamp testimony. And that's good. What stamp testimony is going to become clear later on. Afghan, Af Oyim Amunikat, so it's here where it says, oh, Eino Madaber Elbetfias Momo. It's only talking about a monetary claim. Now it says, well, wait a minute. How do you know? Maybe it's about testimony about murder, about capital crimes. You know, the DA subpoenas the witnesses and they refuse to come and they take a shvur seidus. Maybe it applies to that case as well, which is not a monetary matter, right? What about oy rotzeach yochichu? It says oh by murderers as well. Again, the Bnei Moshe brings down all the o's involved. So sheidim adar mitzvias moment. They're not talking about a monetary claim. So maybe also here doesn't mean to be the monetary claim. Says Martin, no. But in oy and sheishim emshua, there's no mention of oaths. But here we have mentioned an oath, Oth Sheish Ben Shua, Mein Sheish Ben Shua, and by Pikadon, by an object of safekeeping, there's a concept of Shua, right? By Chicho Eil Rotech, as opposed to the oath stated by murderers, Sheini Mein Shua doesn't say anything about a Shua over there. Says Mar, wait a minute, what about Oye Soita Yochichu? What about the O, which it says by Soita? Sheyeshi Mein Shua, where it's taught where there is an oath, the Kohen administers an oath to a Soita, and there too it says, O. Right? And that's the case. Vein on Medabit Vias Moment, there's no monetary claim either. So maybe testimony about an Eshes Ish. That's also not monetary. Maybe there also, there's a Shvua Seitus. What? So leave Suva out of this for a minute. We'll talk about the Rama base. We learn Oyim, which have a Shvua. And not necessarily administered by a Kohen. Because there it's unministered by Beis. It's administered by the Kohen. It's a different kind of Shvua. It's not at all the same type of Shvua, right? So therefore you can't learn our parameters here. By Chichu, the supposed Oye Sil, the Shishim Kohen, it's done by a Kohen. What about Oye Bitu Yisvasai? What about the Korban of Bitu Yisvasai? Korban Bitu, Shvua is Bitu, right? But it has nothing to do with money. It has to do with whatever I said I did. I said I'm not going to do. I said I did or I said I did not do. I say I'm going to do. I say I'm not going to do. Nothing to do with money. So let's start from there. Shame, shame, dying for this woman. The tattoo about my dear cream says, talking about her cream says, my dying, oh, yeah, she also bends on a kishkogo by both bishops of Kodam and Shvua say this, even though you intentionally took the Rosh Shvua, you saw the being a korban. By Shvua's Bito, you only be a korban if you were Bishoyi, because there's Onelami men, right? We had big machloikas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmo, what do you forget? You forget Tumas Mikdash Kodosha, or you forget Tumas, forget Mikdash Kodosha, but besides that, there's also, it says, by when you bring that korban, oil of Yoreid for and Shvua itself. So they ask me, how lama? You have to forget that it's forbidden to take the false oath. So there, it's specifically in a case of shkoga, right? Carbon elevator for whatever parameters of sport, when there's a ne'elam, when there's a hiddenness, which means there's a shkoga. As opposed to carbon pikadon, on shvus pikadon, on the shvus of an object for safekeeping, and the carbon on the shvus hiddenness, that's what, even if there is the mazit, right? So done it. I ain't shosvem zodan kishkoga me ain't kemoisa. The one by shvus edus, which is even by mazit, is learned from a similar o by shvus bikara, which is even brought by mazit. Vayochichu aye bituyes vasayim, as opposed to the o stated by bituyes vasayim shloso ben zodan kishkoga. There's no prayer, but we don't bring a korban there if you didn't b'shul you. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says. Yesh me'ela, it says by Shvua Seidus me'ela from these. So from this we say Yesh me'ela chayim, Yesh me'ela chayim, Yesh me'ela potter. This is an exclusion, it's a mute, right? Well, how do we learn it? Dover Maman chayim, Shana Maman potter. It's a very clipped drush Rabbi Kiva's making, because I don't know how he decided that the exclusion specifically applies the way he wants to apply it. But that's what he applies. It says, me'ela from these means only on some things you're liable to make a carbon, bring a carbon shvua, and some things not. And he learns it's only on tefias mamon, and matters which include a monetary claim, not as matters which do not. Okay? Rabbi Shimon says, chayv kamachay pikadon, he's liable, he just lied by pikadon. My pikadon in medaber, but he's just learning a hekish, not necessarily xer shav even, just a parallel in logic. Well, he's liable. He is liable by pikadon. My pikadon in medaber ela b'tfias moman. It's not about my monetary claim. I've got in medaber ela b'tfias moman. It's not about a monetary claim. Halacha hey, mashpiani alechem. In lo tovu tzeriduni. Same thing. I subpoena witnesses. If you don't come and testify for me, you must take an oath. Sheyesh li biyad ployni. I have in the hands of ployni. Nezek damages for full damages. Chatzin has a calf damages. Now, a very important name, Moshe. Moshe says the half damages we're discussing here are chatzin nezek tzloiris. Because if it's chatzin nezek of shoraton, then it's a knas. And if a shor, you're not chayiv a knas, you're not chayiv a knas, a moidib knas is potter. So if later on they come and concede, well, we lied in the oath, they'd be exempt from paying they'd be exempt because there's no penalty when one concedes about a knas. Okay, so it's got to be that they not. Actually, you know, forget about that. I just strike the record. That was baloney, hogwash. What I meant to say is like this. There has to be a tfias mama. Chatzi nezek is not a tfias mama. It's a tfias knas. So therefore, the only life chatzi nezek which are tfias Mammon is tzroros. When a cow is walking along and it kicks out pebbles, and the pebbles go and hit something, that's chatzinezek tzroros. So then on that is that there's a tfias mammon, not a chatzinezek of a short time. That's knas. Now similarly, tashlumi kefo, v'tashlumi arba chamisha. In that case, there's payment of the keren. Besides the kefil and arba chamisha, that's what makes the tfias mama. The initial payment of the base sum before he gets the knas, that's what makes the tfias mama. Jean has pliish plenty upitas biti. Now, what about the case of ones? So rape, so or pitui, so to or seduction. So Rashi to Pnei Moshe says there the Karen is there's payment of Boshas Pgam. Moshe Gam is actually money, as opposed to the rest of the payments, which are knas. Talk on the knas, that's not a tfias mamon. And because Yikani b'ni, my son hit me, even though he's liable to death, l'chayra, this time about a case where it's a chabura where he's not liable to death penalty, because he'd like it didn't draw blood. So in that case, he has to pay money. He has to pay money, so that's also a case of tfias mamon. Finally, Shili Kedish B'yom HaKippurim, he ignited my file of grain on Yom Kippur. Right? Now, the Yushami is going like the opinion, this Mishnah opinion, that you don't say Kilim Rabine and it's a Kuris. Well, now, bear in mind, of course, the guy did it, but sure, you forgot it was Yom Kippur did it. But the Bavli holds that, or not the Bavli, the Gemara Ksuvis holds, both Bavli and Yushami, that there's a possibility that when you're Chayiv, even Kuris Bishogeg, right, which means you're not actually Chayiv Kuris, but if you transgress the Navir Bishogeg, which has the Chayiv Kuris, then we say Kilim Rabine. This Gemara clearly doesn't hold that way. Okay? This Mishnah clearly doesn't hold that way. Because Mishnah is going to be Chayiv to the pay on Yom Kippur when you ignited somebody else's grain. Okay, Tarei Bissim Liv Eremantam Liv Vu'ed of Oro'o Yodav Chu Goymer. When it says, he's a witness about something which he sees or which he knows. So now this is basically a continuation of the previous discussion. He's going to give us a different way of knowing that has to dafka be a tfias mamon. It's got to be a monetary claim and not a knas. How so? So Mata Vaveda Roya says he's a witness. He knows or he saw, or he saw he knows. Lo mati ebe elshiv shalis kaim biyadiyah v'shalover yiyah. It's actually quite a fascinating statement. He says the only time you're liable to say this is if you're involved in testimony, you deny knowing testimony about something which is possible to know or to see. But something which is only possible to know and not to see. So it's only possible to see and not to know. Then there's no Shavuos Eidus on that one. Okay, interesting. What does that mean? So Mara's going to explain. Says how was their awareness without seeing something in monetary matters? How does it work such a thing? So it says, what's the case? I say to you, give me 200 zuz, which you owe me. You deny it. I don't owe you a plug nickel. So below they sleep plenty. So I say, didn't you concede to me, admit to me that you owe me the money in front of Reuven and Shimon, the witnesses? So you say to me, Yomru, let Reuven and Shimon come testify if I need nice in lecha, and a nice in I'll give you. Zoi yediyah she'enim o'ri'iyah. In this case, when the witnesses come, they don't know what they're testifying to. They just know that what litigant B conceded to litigant A in front of them. But they never saw the actual catalyst for that liability. That's yediyah without re'iyah. They know without having seen it. The Gemara explains. Asu v'ami Reuven and Shimon, the witnesses come, and they say, yes, in the Eidele. All we know is the litigant B did concede to litigant A. The defendant conceded to the plaintiff. Vin the Gazli lay. Gazli is because the defendant stole from the plaintiff. Lay son of Yodin. We don't know if that's the reason. Vin the Osfe lay son of Yodin. We don't know if he borrowed money from him. All we know is that he conceded to him. That's Yediyah She'eni Mori'iyah, right? They know that the defendant owes the plaintiff, but they have no idea why. Okay, because they didn't see the actual inventive place. Now, vice versa, what's be re'iyah below yediyah? What's the case of re'iyah without yediyah? Where the witnesses saw but don't know. So, b'mamon, by money. Hey, Chavir, what's the case? Tell me what's time, Zuz, give me 200 Zuz, she'esh l'chadli b'yodcha. Give me 200 Zuz, which you owe me. The plaintiff says to the defendant. So, ein l'cha b'yodi. The defendant says, I don't owe you a thing. Says the plaintiff, didn't I count out to you $200 in front of Reuven and Shimon? That doesn't say why he counted out the $200. And the defendant doesn't say why it was either. The defendant just says, let the Reuven and Shimon come and say this, if I need nothing, I'll pay you back. Zui re'ir she'enim ha'idia. What did the witnesses see? They saw money exchanging hands, but they have no idea why. That's seeing without knowing. Okay? Atun v'armin, they come and say, in mona, the witnesses, Reuven and Shimon, come and say, yes, he counted him out the money. Being the gazlei lei, if he counted out the money because he stole from him, because the plane stole from the defendant, lays on the yardin, we don't know if he mishalei. If he's counting the money because he's lending the money, lays on the we don't know. So now, lemaisa, in this case, of money, there could be a deal without ruyah, without idea. But by knas, there can't. Because knas can never be based on a confession. Because here's where moedib knas is potter. In order for Adam to certify somebody's liable for a knas, they must see the incident. They can't know based on the confession of the defendant. Because had everything been based on the defendant's confession, then we would say he's potter from knas, because he was moedib knas, and somebody who concedes on a knas is exempt from paying that knas. Do you see that? So that's why it has to dafka be a tfias mama. So it's something where the testimony can be based on yediyah without re'iyah, or re'iyah without yediyah. Because who ate o ra'ah o yada. But if it can only be based on re'iyah, not on yediyah, a witness in such a case is not liable for shvuah seidus. Okay, that's what Gemara is saying.
What if the witnesses saw him counting, so that's real without?
Yeah, they don't know why he counted the money. So in that case, the defendant said, you know what, if you bring the witnesses that you counted out the money, I'll pay you. So, or the witnesses don't know why he counted out the money. All they testify is they saw the count. It's a tie possible. The count was because actually the plaintiff owed the money, the defendant money, and he was counting the money which he owed him. But the defendant put himself in a situation stupidly on his part, where he said, if you bring the witnesses, I'll actually pay you. So there the witnesses are testifying on seeing without knowing what they were seeing.
Right, so that also doesn't apply.
Yes. Because that, no. How would that have anything to do with knas? It only applies to the moment. Knas wouldn't be shayach, right? Knas would only be a one-way street. Okay? Says the Gemara. Now, teni knas biti. A guy says, "Give me the knas of my daughter, shuviyotcha, which you owe me, okay? Because you seduced my daughter, you raped my daughter, you owe me money, okay?" Vuamei says, "In." I'm sorry, lo nischavti knas. He says, "I'm not chayv knas miyom. I never was liable to a knas. It's a lie." They said the Adam testified that he is liable to a knas. We don't know in knas barte in knas isa uchre if he's liable for a knas for having paid for his daughter for having raped his guy's daughter, or for some other woman and actually Shartazor changes it to milsa uchre schayv knas for something else, such as he smote this guy's eved and killed him, then he's chayv knas of 30 shkolim, 30 with shloshim zuz, right? So now, in this case, this is unique to Yerushalmi. The Or Sameach points out, in this, the Yerushalmi holds that also this is subject to Shavuos Eidus. This is a case of Knas. So the Yerushalmi has a subtle difference of the Bavli. The Bavli doesn't have the response of the defendant in the Chobi Yodi. Or lo nischavti knas me'olam. The moment the defendant says, "I deny it," then it actually changes it from a case of knas to a case of mamon. At that point, okay. So the Yerushalmi actually is bringing out a scenario in which there can be shvus eidus and knas. Because if the defendant responded before the Adam were called to the scene, "I deny it," in Chabiyadi Klum or in Chabiyadi Knas, at that point it changes from Yushami's perspective from a case of true Knas, in which case the Adam would not, there would be no case of Shvuos Eidus, to a case of money. Okay? Because now he's to exclude himself from the capacity to be a moed b'knas. He denied it when he was charged. So at that point already, Yerushalmi holds, once he's huchsa kafra, once he put himself in the category of denying the claim, now it becomes susceptible to shvuos eidus. Okay? It's all no longer a knas, right? It's not as I disagree with the Balvi, it's just the Balvi never came out to such a case. Right. Okay. That similar case. Anasto pitito as piti. I'm not sure what the difference is between the previous case and this case, but you raped this was my daughter. Anasto pititi isham yam. I never raped or seduced a woman in my life. They didn't meet him, and the witnesses testify, Shanazisha, that he raped a woman. We don't know which one. We saw him raping in Central Park. We don't know which woman he was raping, right? We don't know in Barte Ava, you know, he's a chore. It was this guy's daughter or somebody else's, somebody else's daughter. Simli Arakta Shori. You kill now. This is actually a different case. Arakta Shori. It's a play on the same case. A variation on the theme. Harakta Shori. You killed my ox. Kitzatz in the Tioisai. You cut down my saplings. Vorme any day says, I don't know. Now, here it should say actually the Va'edim Me'idim also, the Shari Tioisai Pnei Moshe both say, Va'edim Me'im also Shari V'katz. The witnesses testify that he did cut down, or he did. He did kill. So he's chayv. He's liable. However, Ata Marta, what if he responds differently? And again, we're off on a tangent now. Ata Marta Lee, the defendant says, you told me, La Rogue, you told me I could kill your ox. Or Lee Lokut, you told me I could chop down your cherry tree, right? So in that case, Hochin Achar, here it says, Rovan Etios. Most of the saplings. Shartar is so based on the Tosef that changes it to Akra Taina. We look at his claim, in other words, his excuse. Both yourselves could work. It works either way. Ma'ochin Akra Rav Natius, what does it mean to go after most of the saplings, or Ochin Akra Taina? Our Rabbi Chagai Chayav said, In Hava Toyre Nakhon, if his ox is known to be a gorer, so Nakhonu, Marley. We say, Mr. Tommy did tell him to kill the ox, because those who want an ox around, it's going to be a gore. Now, even though normally, we normally don't follow the majority by the moments, right? So ox is not, maybe some minority people who likes leaving goring oxes around, you know, he likes the pit bulls. So, nevertheless, since there's a Yor Sameach, I think, says it. Rovd people want to kill their oxen if they are gorers. And besides that, this guy is a cheskas moment that he's potter, right? Right? And he's claiming I don't have to pay because you told me to kill the ox. Right? You told me to kill him. Right? So therefore, the rov that most people want to kill a goring ox, and the chazaka, this guy who's holding out to his money, he claims that he's potter, he doesn't have to pay. Similarly, Vimayun the Tiyasa potatoes, if his saplings were idle, right? So most people want to chop down their idle saplings. So therefore the time is legitimate. Who Marley Mistomi told him to cut it down. Now Amar Abita, if you didn't said, now this is what, how to learn this next mark. It's a subject of vast dispute. Most unfortunate word is the way it's written here. Ein oimer b'mamon me'achar, which literally means you don't say migo by dini momonis. Me'achar is the Hebrew equivalent of the word migo. Migo means since in Aramaic. Me'achar would be the Hebrew term. Now, actually, this appears a couple of places in the Yerushalmi, and it's amazing. She, the Yor Sameach, actually discussed at some length there that Yerushalmi also don't say migo by momon. Migo is not a valid claim by momon. Even to hold on to money, you can't say migo. Right, you don't say. So if the guy, the case of Migo over here would be to say, let's say he said, I didn't cut down your trees. I did not chop down your cherry trees. So he has a Migo. What could he have tied it? He could have tied it. You told me to. So we believe him that he didn't chop him down. Migo that he could have claimed that, how you tell me to. So according to Yerushalmi, no, you don't say Miko. There's no, but Bavli, all the questions say Miko. It comes out to be a major machlegas and shittas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether you'd say Miko by Dini Momentus or not. Okay? So the Shai Tosfos, however, changes the gears of the Gemara to make it not that way. He changes the gears like this. Says, like, changes it quite simply, says, Ein Oimer at Kain. You don't say, in a case where he argues, he says, you don't say this. Okay? He says that, you don't say that, don't look at his taina. Why is that we don't like looking at his taina? So he says, Me achar du yochil me marle, In Oimar Kane, I made a mistake. Galatian Tesor reads like this, is not Ain, but rather In, if Oimar Kane, if you say this way, then you can say Migo. Then you could say the following Migo. In other words, the way the Orsamech, the others, when it said, Ain Oimar B'mamon Me'achar. You don't say by money, Amigo. But the way the Shai Tesor learns, he says, In Oimer Akein, if you're going to say this way, this svore, that he can say, look at Rov Natio, so look at my taina. Since he could say, you told me to kill it and chop it down. Even though he says, I didn't chop it down, I didn't kill it. But there is exempt. Why? Because we do say Migo. So the way the Shai Tosfos says it, our Gemara is saying, you do say Migo, that he, since he could have said it, you told me, he's believing him, he said he didn't do it. According to the way the conventional way of learning, it's the exact opposite, which is, you don't say Migo, and therefore he cannot say that I didn't kill it, or I didn't chop it down, because it doesn't have the Migo. So the passage is that to learn like this, so you like the Shai Tosfos, that it's going with a Migo. Now they both, all the Mepharshim say that there are two other places in the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says, Ein Oimer Ad B'Momon Ke, Ein Oimer B'Momon Me'achar. But one of them is later in Shavuos, so let's wait to deal with them till we get there. Okay, so now, here really should be the end of the middle of Halacha Hey, says, where it says, Halacha Vav, I'm sorry. It says, Leis Adop Pligar Reish Lokish. You see that four lines before the next Mishnah. You see that four lines before the next Mishnah? Says more, Leis Adop, I don't understand. Says more, Leis Adop Pligar Reish Lokish. When it says here in our Mishnah that Amali Kedishal Shechaber Biyom Kippur is Potter. For a Koris, what do you do? What do you get if you did a Koris Mezah? What penalty do you get? Malchus, right? So this is why our Mishnah, Dharma Ein Mominates of Malchus. Reish Lakish holds there's no money where there's Makos involved. There's no money. Right? Even if you did B'shoigeg, Reish Lakish holds we all that ain't like a Mishalim if you get like Makos Mamish. It'd be amazing. Reish Lakish holds only if you, even if you did B'shoigeg, but theoretically you've been susceptible to Makos, you're already potter from pain. So our current mission says, Malik Nisha Shokhaver B'yoma Kippurim, there's a tvias moment. She potter. So that's the Mar's question, right? Let's do a plea. Rishon Shomer, a moment. It's a makos putla kremir. So says Mar, our mission is going to kremir. To Amar loyku mishalim. The mayor sheet does loyku mishalim. Our mission is going like that cheetah, and therefore there is a tvias moment, even if it's susceptible to makos. Now, Allah above, mashpiyan eilech. This is a case where it's not a tvias moment. I make you take a shvuah, im lo tavu v'ti duni, that you should come testify, shani koyin! Come testify that I'm a koyin. Shani levi! Shani ben grusha! I'm not the son of a divorcee, shani ben chutzah of a kosher koyin. She's pleni koyin, or that Yankel's a koyin. She's pleni levi, so Yankel's a levi. Shani ben grusha, shani ben chutzah, ben grusha ben chutzah. Sh'anas ish pleni pitas piti. Or you come to ask the man, that testimony is seduction, where there is no boshes of God. Shechava b'ibni, where there's a chiyah misa. Shechdisha b'shabas, where there's given the rabbi minay. These are not tvias momen, are lupturim. All these cases, it's exempt. Now, Rabbi Isai. Everybody, the last three lines in the next halacha, everybody goes crazy looking at this long rebaz, long like the ghost over here. Nobody understands what's going on with them. Because they didn't know pshat. Why didn't know pshat? Because they thought that if those three lines belong where they do. But it's a mistake. It's clear to me. Those three lines, just like the three lines of before that, I placed the end of Aloha A, and I'm not the only one to do that. Plenty of other people do that. Those three lines at the end belong in the beginning of this Aloha. Okay, so let's read them first. This is my Chiddush, but I think it's true. Says Mar Mikomakon Lo Yisidu Mammon. This is really your question from before. What about the Ksuba? Right? It's the same thing. If I say a guy's a coin or not a coin, there's a lot of money riding on that, right? What money's riding on that? Truma, Smaisra, all sorts of stuff is riding on that. Mikomakon Lo Yisidu Mammon, right? Came at that law of a boy Meitan Lo, since the guy is supposed to have given him Trumas, the Mises, whatever it is, but Lo Yoivle, Kamishim Sidom Amon. Right? It's not giving the Trumas and Mises. It says, Efsim Amon. Shishit Fias Mama. So now we go back to the beginning of Lacha. No. Nevishki Sechta, Lixer Shava. That's why we have Xer Shava by Shvuas Aedus and Shvuas Pikoda. Nevishki Sechta. Ma Nevishki Sechta, Shnemalala, Tvias Mamon, Vieshlo. When I come and I say, you have my object for safekeeping, there's an immediate demand. A demand on money which is actually in play at the moment. I say, you right now have money which you owe me, right? You have my, which is the object I gave for safekeeping. So to here, it's got to be that there's money in play. Yes, it's true, of course there's potential loss here, but that's not money in play right now. The Trumas and Maisers, which is, are not in potential play right now, so therefore, Lamaisa, it's not immediate Tvias Mammon. Same thing by the Soita and the Ksuba. The Ksuba is not the topic of discussion. That'll be a ramification, but right now it's not topic of conversation, therefore that doesn't count. So even though it concerns money in the long run, it's got to be shorter. Reb Yitzchak Ochanan asked the question, what about now if it's a coin, not a Peter, not Ben? And somebody runs in and says, we're not a coin, right? And he's looking for Adam to get to you know, testify as a coin. So you get the money, Peter, Ben, is that not imminent to be a Smallman? So the Ora Yosher says, but it's not. I mean, the Ora Yosher makes it, I think it's Ora Yosher, but it's not, it's my point. Which is that that's a poel yotze. It's a ramification. It's not the direct issue, even though it looks like it's a direct issue. Direct issue is whether it's a coin or a lady, whether this woman's a soita. Ramification is loss of trumas, loss of mice, loss of pigna ben. That's not like shvuas apikodon, where the actual issue is substantial and tangible at the moment. Okay, so that's why it's not comparable. Okay?
Because
the Shmuel's
is a tangible piece of money.
Shamra Ish Plain Litin Zeus. Somebody made me a promise. Give me $200. You know what promises are worth in our locha, right? Right? Below now say didn't give it to me. Are Alep turn their example Shmuel say this, right? The Gemara's gonna explain the reason. But then Moshe says based on the previous one, the Gemara's gonna explain the next Gemara. It's not definitely not Shmuel's because like the previous Gemara. Which is the emotional idea, but rather Gemara itself is going to explain momentarily. She'ein chayovin el al shvus mama ki pikodom. It has to be like pikodom, right? Which would sound, well, actually here it sounds like pikodom. Alright, but the one is going to give a different reason as well, or a variation of the. Mashbi'ani aleichem she'alechem k'shetenim li'edus. I make anticipatory shvua. I make it take a shvua that when you know testimony for me, that you should come and testify for me, I will return the exempt. They should call my shvua edus, because in that case, as we said previously, that's no good because the shvua came prior to the testimony. Actually, we talked about court before, but here's the same idea. The shvua has to be at the time when there's edus emet al perek, something right now, not preemptory. Amar bebeis haknesses. If a guy stood up in shul of Amar, he said, Mashbiani aleichem, I make you all take an oath. Im yodim atem li'edus, if you know testimony for me, should devote with the iduni, that you should come testify to me. Arelu Patun rule accepted. Why? I think Mara is going to discuss at some length. Rabbi Yaakov bar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yaakov bar Safdi, Rabbi Avo b'Shem, Rabbi Yochan Omar, Lite Matana l'chaveichoy. If somebody promised to give a batana to his friend Bikesh Lachzor and he wants to renege, Lachzor chozer, he can renege. So Gemara asks the same question in Haba Metzia. Rabbi Yaakov b'Shem Safdi, Bokum Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Yaakov was out there asked in front of Rabbi Avo when Rabbi Avo said the statement. Vahein, is this Hin Lo Betzedeki Vahein Tzedek? Well, it says Hin Tzedek and Lav Tzedek, Hin Tzedek. We dash in several places in Bava and Shami when you say Hin Tzedek means a just measure. We say Hain. When you say yes, it's got to be Betzedek. When you say Lo, also it's Betzedek. No, it's got to keep your word. What happened to keeping your word? Says the Gemara. So the keeping your word should be binding. Says Ma'arma. So he said, "B'shosh Amarin Shol Tzedekava." He meant to keep his word. A word is not a Kenyan, right? He meant to keep his word, and he gave his word trustfully. Later, he broke his word, but that word is not binding in the long run. B'shosh again. B'shosh Amarin Shol Tzedekava. Now, the truth is that the Ari Yasha brings down from the Ushami in Bava Metzia, which says that if you promised a poor person, then it becomes a nether. But if you promised a rich person, it's only a promise. And therefore, it's and even if you promised a poor person a nether, it still would not be considered tfiyas mamon that there would be shlos edus. Now, going to the next part of Mishnah, lama. When you get up at shul, give a clip, and say, anybody knows testimony to me, for me, has to testify, otherwise I take a shua. So they're all exempt. Why? They're all exempt even if they lie in the Shul Zedus. Why is that? So says my lover, Mishum She'eni Yodeva, because he doesn't know who his witnesses are, because he's got to know. When he comes over to Reuven and Shimon, he has to know Reuven and Shimon, no testimony for me. And he subpoenas them specifically. And here, just subpoenaing everybody in the Shul. Or do we say, oh, Mishum She'eni Miskavlin? Or is it because he doesn't direct himself at any specific group of people? Nafkamina is if he doesn't know, if he comes out of the room and says, I don't know if you know testimony from me, but you have to take a shvua. So there he's not Yodea by him, but he is Mechavin to them. He doesn't know that there's no testimony for him, but he's Mechavin to make them take an oath. So are they liable in that case for taking shvua, say this falsely? If it turns out they didn't know Edus, why are they not liable? That's a Gemara's ramification, right? So says the Marlon, Mishum Shayna Yodea by him. What's the difference? Mashkan Shtaim Shtaim. If he takes two them two by two, so he still doesn't know, but he's mechavin to them, right? You think he now knows by them? He doesn't know them either. Have a lace time or do elo mishum shem miskavin loen. So it must be that the reason is that because he's not mechavin to them, right? In other words, because it says in the Gemara, the reads of the Gemara is actually going to explain it better after the next mission. So let's leave it till then. So it has to must do that to a kavana, not with the idea. So that's in the next halach, then it become clear. Halachas, Masisi Amar Lishnayim, but a person says too much. Piani Alechem Ish Plenty Im Yedim Atemli Edus. If you know testimony from me now, he doesn't know if they know testimony. It says, if you know. Right, so here you see clearly, Shetvov at the Iduni, Shkam testified for me, Vehem Shiyodim lo Edus, they know testimony for him, but they don't know real testimony for him. They only know Edmi P.A., they know by hearsay. They heard from somebody else. Oshoya Echamen Kor Apostle, or they knew, but one of them is a Kor Apostle. And you can't testify any Harei Lepturim, their potter. Now here, it's quite clear, and Rabbi Mana showed me the Basar, Rabbi Mana learned out from this case. The previous case is not so clear. This case said if you go to a shul, and you say to everybody, Mashbiani Alecha. So they're all potter, right? So he said it must be that, it's because of not miskavin, right? Because you didn't have in mind two specific people. That's what we said. But it could be where Enochami, you came to two people. And you said, I don't know, but I'm a chavin for you guys. I know if you guys know. I'm a chavin. You two guys should take the shvua. Could be in that case they're liable. But the Gemara didn't have any conclusive evidence from the previous Mishnah. But here the Gemara Taka has conclusive evidence. Look at this. It says, Osha, you're Echo Man, Kara Apostle. says the only reason why these guys are off the hook is because they're Karma Puzzle. Not because he didn't know. He doesn't know if they know evidence or not. But he comes and says, I don't know, but take a Shvuah. So why are they off the hook with their Shvuah? Only because one of them is a Karma Puzzle. Only because they know the testimony by hearsay. But if they knew testimony legitimately and they took the Shvuah, even though he didn't know that they knew, so they're liable for the Shvuah Seidus, right? Did he know about them? Did he know that they knew? He took a chance. It must be that the only time they're off the hook is if he didn't have kavana for them, like in a big shul. But if he had kavana for these specific people, he accosted them 2 by 2, they're talking liable for shul as
they're all taking a community
shul.
The whole shul is
taking a shul. Wouldn't work. Rabbi Yossi Shamal Amikan Mesa. Rabbi Yossi learned that from the case we had 2 cases ago. He says, if I take a preemptory shvuah, right? He said, swear, if you ever know edus for me, you have to come. And I want you to take an oath now that if you ever know edus for me, you'll come, right? And they take an oath, right? So it says they're exempt. Because, why does it say they're exempt? Why is the shvuah not mechayin their korban? Because the shvuah preceded the edus. They didn't know edus at the time. So So it sounds like a law kodma shvuah edus chayavin. If the shvuah not preceded the edus, they would be liable. And again, did he know? No, it was a peremptory thing, right? So he didn't know if they knew. So yet it says the only ptur is because it's peremptory. But if it hadn't been peremptory, so therefore they'd be liable. I didn't know. Every last time, Elam Shum Shemis Gavlin. It must be the whole thing is contingent whether he intends them or not, but not whether he knows if they know or has a suspicion that they know or not. How look at this? Sheikh Biad Abdo. If the plaintiff sent the message to his slave, that they have to take a shvuah, he's subpoenaing them to a slave. Or the defendant said, I make it take a shvuah if you know testimony for the plaintiff. They should come and testify for him. They're exempt. It's got to be the plaintiff subpoenaing them for the plaintiff's testimony. Both. The only shvuah saying is that the plaintiff subpoenas. He must be the one subpoenas for testimony on his own behalf. You need that double whammy in order for them to be liable. Okay? So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Elazar, it says, Matam Lomer. I don't know about this. It says, Im lo yagid, v'nosavano. Now that lo actually is written Lamed Vav Aleph, although it doesn't appear that way in the Gemara, but that's the way it's written. Im lo yagid, Lamed Vav Aleph. And we dash in that, because lo was always written Lamed Vav and Lamed Aleph, right? We dash like this. It should be lo with a Vav, then lo with an Aleph. In other words, it's a word miss here, Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav, Lamed Aleph, mi pia tovea. It means that they mean lo, yag, lo, if for him, lo yagid, that's what we dash in. If for him, he shall not testify, right? So imlo means for him, because it's spelled lamed vav. So for him, for whom? For the plaintiff. Lo, lamed aleph, shall not yagid. So for the plaintiff, they shall not speak, then they bear the sin. So that's how Hidash goes the extra vav. So Hidash in the word lo, as if it's written lo, him, and lo, not. So for him, they shall not testify, then they bear their sin. So it's for the Tovea. Now, that's Masnisa Tzvich L'Madamar Ebelezer, our mission requires that Rabbi Elazar said, they start davening yet? Can you go check if the guy's still saying the Shira? Masnisa Tzvich L'Madamar Ebelezer, Madamar Ebelezer Tzvich L'Masnisa, we both. Il Tim Lotada Rabbi Elazar. If we would have just learned a mission, not know what Rabbi Elazar said, I mean, said, Yishmu Piatovea, they've got to hear, our mission tells us that, who's got a subpoena? tell us who's got a subpoena. The Tove has got a subpoena. But don't tell us who he's subpoenaing for. He's subpoenaing them as hostile witnesses for the defendant. So our mission says they've got to hear from the subpoena from the Tovea, but it should be Venishbu, says you have Lunishbu, Shartar, so it could be the Nishbu and Nipa, could be if they, the Shvu has to do with the defendant, they'd still be Chayvin. Have Tichu Madar, I love that Rabbi Elazar tells that their Shvu is actually on behalf, before directed, for the, it has to be for the plaintiff. In Lo Lo Yakin, if the plaintiff, they will not say. And Tanya Rabbi Lezer, vice versa, which is at Rabbi Lezer's point, Lotin and wouldn't go into the Mishnah, Hamar would have said, you should be a Nidav. It doesn't matter who subpoenas them, as long as Gnishbul and Tovea. Actually, I now understand what it says. What? There's still the middle share? Okay, good. Volonishbul. Oh, they finished this year? Everybody's just sharing this story. Okay, Velo Nishbu La Tovea, and they didn't take the Shvua for the Tovea, Chayovin. In other words, and even though as long as the Shvua is for the plaintiff, it doesn't matter who subpoenaed them. So if it took them as easy, that's why I mentioned that it matters who subpoenas. It took them out of Lezer, and it matters who they're not testifying for. It's got to be both that the plaintiff subpoenas them, and that the shvua they're not taking is the shvua the edus are not giving, and the shvua that they're making is one which has to do with the tovea as well. Okay. Mashbi ani alechem, I make the Torah take an oath. Matzav ani alechem, I command upon you. Osrechem ani, all these languages are elu chayovin. They're all languages which are liable for shvua. Bashmai v'oretz. For heavens and earth, Harel Pturin, that's not a language of a Shvuah. Baal of Dalad, Yudkei, B'Shakai, B'Tzvokos, B'Chanun, B'Rachum, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Kol Kinyan uses any shame or any description of God or raise a Chayat. That's a language of Shvuah. Similarly, Amakala B'Kulun, if you curse some of, you know, of those names, Chayat, you're liable, Dibur Amir. Chayim Pochin, Chayim say it's got to be by Klola, it's got to be Dafka, it's got to be Dafka by Klola. It's got to Dafka be one of the names of God and not a description of God. By a Shvuah, they concede even a description of God comprises a Shvuah. But by a curse, it's got to be the name of God. Hamakal aviv imo b'kulon. And if you curse not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but if you curse your father and mother with any name or description, Chayav Dir Meir, Chayim Pachar Chayim say again, you have to use specifically the name of God. Hamakal atzom b'chavero b'kulon. If you curse yourself and your friend with them, Oyver b'losase. It's not a capital crime like cursing your father, but you transgress a losase. Yakikolokim. If you say, may God smite you, so God should smite you. Zui ola ksuba b'toira. That is a curse as described, as the Torah defines a curse. If you say, al yakikol, may God not smite you if you didn't do A. Yivrechachov yetiv loch, may God not smite you if you didn't do, may God bless you or give good to you if you didn't do A. But the inference is, may God smite you if you didn't do A. So the Rameir Chayev, Rameir says that's the language of Shvua or Klola. Why? Because the Rameir says infers. Melos miklal lavat hashomayin. You always do inferences. For Rabbi Yehuda, Potter Rabbi Yehuda says we never make inferences. In order for something to be considered Shvua or Klola, it's got to be straight up. Otherwise, not considered to be Shvua or Klola. Okay? Mashbiani alechem stan. Chayev. I really want to finish the parak tonight, but I'm not going to be able to do it. But I wanted to. You guys had come on time tonight, we would have finished the parak. Mashbi ani alechem stan. If he makes you take an oath generically, chayev is liable. Asrechem ani kovalchem ani, and it should be mitzav ani kulam ein chayovin. All these cases, you're not liable. Okay, this is actually changing our Mishnah. It should be. I know. I just doing three words of Shai Torah's Eretz Yisrael. He says in those cases you're not liable because they're not considered to be valid forms of Shvuah. Alright, Lamaisa just goes on and on. We'll stop here and come back and we'll start the Mishnah. Good morning again tomorrow night.